holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We wish you a Merry
Christmas. What's today's holiday?
We did this right when we got in this morning, and I have forgotten the Christmas melody that we, I think it was.
Yeah.
We wish you a happy little
Santa. We wish you a happy little Santa. We wish you a happy little Santa.
And a magnificent Boxing Day.
There it is.
Happy little Santa to everybody.
Happy little Santa.
Especially
we wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa. And a magnificent Boxing Day.
There he is.
Hey,
happy little Santa.
Happy little Santa, lad. What's up, lads?
Are we correct that December 6th is Happy Little Santa Day?
Yes, sir. I actually found out you're supposed to put a boot out, not a plate. I've been doing it wrong.
No way.
So if you're doing it next year, make sure to put a boot out.
Would you put anything in the boot, or you get something in the boot?
You get something in the boot. You get a gift in the boot. Like, like a shirt or something. No, just like a small, like a stocking gift.
Yeah, like pajamas.
Stocking stuffer.
Pajamas on Christmas Eve.
Is all of Canada off work today? Is all of Canada off work today? Like, are the banks open, or is they all closed for Little Canada Day?
Mitt's having a time back there.
Well, I mean,
there it is.
On little Santa, Mitt.
Yeah.
On little Santa,
little Santa
Day.
You heard on
little
jingle.
Santa, Mitt Christ.
Is there a little Santa song aside from the one that we just sang?
We wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa.
And a magnificent Boxing Day.
Is there a different one, Gumpy, that we don't
guys
know?
Nailed it. That's the one.
Okay.
Created it.
That's what we thought. Yeah.
So you'll get like a t-shirt and then maybe like a pint of Tiger as well.
Oh, if you're lucky.
Like a Toblerone on your plate as well.
Any chance of some smooth cream ooze?
Oh, real treat.
Oh, yeah. That's a delicacy.
You need to bring
there's a shortage of smooth cream ooze.
Makes sense, actually. Everyone
hold on. It. Everyone gets a first look at Bruce in his actual blue jeans.
There they are. Bangarang. Check him out.
Pal, wait till you hear the story about fucking Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bruce has
story. I had a nice FaceTime with him this morning.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Bruce is living the dream.
That's what happens when you live where he lives in fucking 2022.
They say.
It's a good point.
Are you going to bring all the Canadian gifts back with you? All the Canadian delicacies, the treats back with you when you come back?
Bring some Saskatoon jam, please.
Whatever you guys need.
Tim Hortons.
Saskatoon jam. Ketchup and all dress chips are what you need.
All dress?
Or caramel. You have caramel bars?
Who?
Caramel bars? Like a Milky Way?
It's just caramel, pal.
What are you?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Oh.
I am not.
Is that like a cowtail?
No, what's that?
It's just like chocolate with caramel in its little squares. You break them apart.
We were talking about the other day. There is no finer treat to me in this world right now than a little chocolate nugget with some sea salt on top with some caramel.
Oh, it's Cadbury.
You have Cadbury bars? Like
those
a Cadbury egg pal.
Those are top drawer.
That actually says enjoy Cadbury at the top.
I was always a caramello guy.
So it's like
what's caramello?
It's the same
Boom.
Thing.
Yeah. There it is.
Very, very
but I didn't know Cadbury.
Oh, marshmallow.
All right, lad. No. We'll let you get prepared for little Santa celebration tonight.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate you observing the great day.
Pick a good boot,
of course. Love you, lad.
Love you,
pal.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, pick a massive boot so that you can fill that thing up with all the treasures that your heart can desire for little Santa.
Love you, lad.
We wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa.
And a magnificent Boxing Day.
That's not just a Gump, that's all of our Canadian pals and palettes.
That does warm my heart. I'm glad we got to do that.
Did the has the advent calendar started yet?
Yes, it has. It starts
fuck
on
yes,
1st.
Let's go. I get a little Hershey kiss every night.
Every single day. Hershey kiss. It's that's how you do it. You don't get the actual advent calendar with the delectable piece
the
of
homemade.
Milk chocolate.
Mm.
When I was growing up, my aunt had it at her house, and there was just like little slots for each day. And sometimes there was Hershey kisses in there. Sometimes there was.
Oh yeah. Sometimes you gotta save them up too. Eat them all
or night. Sometimes on December 1st, you go through and eat all of them.
Basically.
And then throw that fucking thing
Listen,
away.
We love the holiday season. The holiday season is great. I am Tone Diggs. Ty Schmidt.
Hell yeah.
Boston Connor.
Woo!
Iggy Skates.
Woo!
Zeke.
Bada boop.
Otter.
Boo!
And...
Yeah.
A man whose luck just needs to turn around. Take it away, Bruce.
So this morning, it really starts with the Montreal Canadiens.
Okay. All right, here we go. Paint a picture.
You love
Habitants?
Yeah, I went to bed and the Canadiens were up 4-0 in a hockey game. Wake up, they lost 7-6. Money I thought in my FanDuel account, not in my FanDuel account. Boom, start the day. Walk down to the garage where I keep my truck. It's where it stays, in the garage,
your new
in my parking spot.
F-150, big blue,
brand new.
Brian Daboll truck.
Yeah, Brian Daboll.
We've talked about it.
Only asset I have in this world.
Singular key, not on a keychain.
Yep.
Not still in my pocket.
Rooted in the trash.
Have to put it into your fucking car.
Turn key. Yep.
Big old nutsack on the back.
Turn to start.
I remote started this morning. Really excited to just, you know, get up here and enjoy my day.
Yep.
So I walked down to the garage. Boom, no truck. I'm like, oh, yeah. I parked out front because I'm a lazy piece of shit last night. I got to go walk around to the front.
Define the front, though.
Like the front of the building, the apartment building, a little parking lot. And then I get out to the front, boom, no car. Bam, is my car stolen? Call IMPD. They don't have my car.
Could be, but not likely.
No, my car was towed because I'm a dipshit. Oh. At first, I was very angry at other people, and now I realize that it is all my fault.
Where'd they tow it?
To the airport, so about an hour from here. Probably be like, you know,
you have quite the night ahead of you.
Yeah.
Have a 90-minute Uber. So it's funny because I just said to myself before the show, oh, I got to drive Bruce home. Sounds like I don't.
No,
it's so far. Well, I mean.
Why don't you just go with AQ?
Yeah, if you want to Uber home.
AQ's going to the airport.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, he might be already out.
Yeah, she just left. So.
He didn't say bye again?
No, he snuck out.
Wow. Son of a bitch.
Wow. Are you serious?
But yeah, rough start to the Tuesday.
So why was it your fault?
Because I parked where I'm not supposed to park, but it's kind of bullshit.
See, how many tickets do you have? Because they normally don't tow first time.
No, they just towed me.
Were you in a fire zone?
No.
As you know, I used to live in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Private.
That's why I live there.
Well, he's already doxed. Oh, so someone had to call on him?
I assume.
Yeah,
or they
car.
Drive by and check it every.
Somebody said, "Hey,
every
fucking blue
hour.
Truck
this
is
blue truck the fuck out of here."
Why don't you go
said.
Knock
Why
on their
fuck
door?
Fuck is then? Brian Daboll's truck out here? He can afford it, this son of a bitch.
Prick.
Yep. I sent a ridiculous email to the View building complex that was just subject
so you
line.
You were mad at everyone. But
subject
you
line: car stolen. Just to.
So did you
yeah,
send a
follow-up? I also said, "Hey, you guys stole my car to the towing company. They don't appreciate that."
No,
I guess it's a big semantical difference: stow and steal and tow.
Yeah,
very
well,
clearly a sign says don't park.
Here. Oh no, there isn't, Nick. Oh. Don't.
I've also parked around that area.
You ever seen Repo Wars?
It's a massive sign.
Yeah, wait, Bruce, did the towing company respond to that email and say, well, unfortunately, sir, you also have two flat front tires.
Yeah. Well, you think you're pissed now, we just slashed all four of your tires.
Yeah.
So that's going to cost you.
Yeah, hopefully
what did
not.
They say when you...
When I said you guys stole
those
my
email,
car.
Email or did you call?
I called.
And what
I
they
said,
say?
Hey, I think you stole my car. They said, well, we legally towed it. And then I was like, all right, well...
You told the towing company.
So immediately, did they know? Did they know immediately?
Yeah. Okay. They're like, you're the dipshit with the blue F-150 that we got in here that you just remote started from 40 miles away.
Wow, that's got quite
great range. Great range. Successful remote start.
Good luck.
The bright side, though, what really turned my day around and put a smile on, turned my frown upside down, that the impound lot opened all night. So that's cool.
That is nice.
That's convenient.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or else I'd probably be out of car till Friday.
I thought you wouldn't be able to get it for days.
That's what I was worried about. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to miss the pod. And it turns out, don't have to.
Are they still a cash-only business? That used to be a real kick in the dick.
Really?
They upgraded to accepting debit cards and credit cards.
I'm sure they do, but it's probably like a 40% convenience fee for using
a debit card. $17 ATM fee.
Do they still allow Dirty Mike and the boys?
Oh, got it.
Better not.
I would assume that.
That means there's a lot of jizz in your truck.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't sound happy. Let's move on.
Speaking of cars.
Yeah.
Did Mick get a beater truck?
Oh, yeah, Mick, you got a truck, right?
Boy, did. Yeah, where's the sweet Ford Ranger?
$3,000 truck you bought.
So I was going to the lot. We started shopping around. I was shopping around. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I am not going to get a shitty car.
What?
Why? I decided I was going to get probably my favorite fucking car. So I was, because I don't want to drive my awesome, amazing Mustang that I am not fucking selling.
Right,
because
that's just
trading.
A toy. That thing's a toy.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. No point.
Just to flip
just
and
just fucking around.
Wrap around telephone poles.
I mean,
plus the bumper.
Not do that. Did fuck up the bumper.
Get
got
your
that
door
replaced.
Taken off by an 18-wheeler.
That
type
of
car.
No,
that
was my shitty Kia, and that was the car that I was planning on having as a daily car, an everyday car, and then somebody offered me more money than I paid for my bad Kia. And
well, that
I
Kia
also
wasn't shitty to right, you.
So what kind of beater truck did you get?
So I did not get a beater truck. I ended up getting a fucking Porsche truck, and it's fucking
that's not
sick.
A truck.
Yes,
Porsche truck. Welcome to the Porsche truck.
Porsche guys.
Ding-a-ling.
That's
Porsche
not a truck.
Guy.
That's your sister's car, right?
No, it looks like my sister's car, but it's way fucking nicer.
Oh!
And it's fucking awesome.
You dropping a lot of people off at Carmel High School in this thing?
Where you keep your lipstick, in the console or in the glove compartment?
Oh! I keep my fucking awesome sunglasses in the fucking glove compartment because
hell
there's
yeah.
no sunglass holder,
yeah.
which actually did surprise me.
Is this four-wheel drive at least?
Yes, this is four-wheel drive. I can take
four-wheel
this
drive or all-wheel drive?
Our all-wheel drive.
Okay.
I can take this wherever we can go.
Same these days.
Yeah, there's a button. I can switch from two-wheel to four-wheel to
is
sport.
Is there a high or low?
You got butt warmers in there?
Yeah, I got butt warmers. Damn. I got butt coolers in there.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Oh,
do you
yeah.
have to stick the key in to start it? Or
No, it's a weird. It's not stick the key in. It's still a fob, but then there's like this like handle. And then you like turn the handle like it's a key.
Oh, like the little plastic top little
doodad?
Yeah,
yeah. It's just like it's weird. I've
very
never
2018.
Seen a car like that. It is 2018.
Very 2018 of you.
Are you going to start wearing a Porsche leather jacket?
You have to.
Yeah. No, I need to
perhaps
get one.
A Porsche
a driving cap.
You
yes.
have to. Yeah, maybe
cool.
some leather gloves with the
olive oil.
Yeah, I need to up my Porsche wardrobe so I can fit in.
I'd
but
say.
What was the first song you played in this car?
The first
Kiss
song
Me Through
I
the Phone.
Yeah, right. The first song too I played
right into fucking Skywalking on these haters.
What was it? It's the Roddy. It was off the new Roddy Rich album.
Oh, okay. Sick.
Let's
so
see.
Sick.
Oh, just
it
be
was the fucking Rowdy
just
Roddy Piper
it.
Theme song.
Yep.
Roddy Rich, Just Because. So
it's Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Oh, that would be sick.
When those bagpipes hit.
Yeah, exactly. Mitt, so, I mean, this has what, like 3,000 miles on it? Like, basically brand new, right?
No. Not 3,000 miles at all. It has, like, I think it has, like, 90,000 miles.
All right.
It has a lot
okay.
of miles on it.
Hold on.
Got
a
huge warranty on it.
Well, your interest rate's probably, like, you know, 30% at least. So
you bought a car with 90,000 miles on it?
Oh,
They give you a new engine, too?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah. No, basically, I got the warranty for, like, 4 years. So then anything happens bumper to bumper, we're all good.
Oh, you're covered bumper to bumper.
And I'm paying.
Is that gluing the wheels, though? Is that floor to ceiling? Or?
I am paying bumper to bumper for the warranty.
Yeah.
I need
I'd
this.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you are.
Yeah, I'd say.
So we started out with a $10,000 truck. Was this a $10,000 Porsche?
No, a little bit more than that, by about three, but not
$30.
No, times three.
Oh,
that's not
okay.
Bad.
So
that's not bad.
A little more than that times three, but
nice chunk of change.
Have you considered purple racing stripes down the middle?
Yes,
that is now we're talking.
Match the Mustang.
Yep.
And you're not selling your Mustang.
No, I'm not selling the Mustang. I put the Mustang. Okay, so I can't drive the Mustang, so I called my insurance guy today.
What happened to the Mustang?
The Mustang is just sitting
in my garage. It
doesn't
snow here.
It's still there's still ice, and I have gotten the Mustang stuck before.
It's icy, boys. It's
and icy. Also, the Mustang is just not a winter car. Don't want to be driving that thing in the winter. That thing is now, I think it's technically in storage via my insurance agency. I just got off the phone with my insurance guy today.
So you're flipping insurance based on the season. When will you declare it Mustang season?
Mustang season starts in May.
Okay.
May.
That's a Kentucky Derby, a late start.
I respect that, though, because April, you never know.
Yeah.
May 2.
We had some cold days in April.
Yeah, May 2.
Indy, it really, December, like, is kind of winter, but winter doesn't really start until late January. February is colder than fucking shit.
True, it is cold.
And then April still sucks, and then May, Mustang season.
Even early May, you'll get some cold days.
And then how many months?
When are you putting feet on this thing?
What do you mean?
When are you putting feet on this thing?
What I don't know.
Got to get the shoes.
Got to get the shoes on there, man. I'm talking 24-inch rims. 22s, maybe. We can live with 22s.
Yep. We did just make a pretty big purchase, so I don't really want to spend a lot of money on it right
boards,
now.
Some LED lights.
I mean, also, you make sure. In a couple of years, I would put some fucking 28s on it.
Yeah,
just make it
make sure you don't put
at least
on
get it
during
lifted.
The winter either. You don't want to mess those
that's
up
right.
with the snow and the ground.
Yeah, those are also meh.
Yeah.
That's right.
So when you're driving the Mustang in May, that's when you put the shoes on.
Put the feet on.
Your Porsche.
Yep. And then
smart.
Put that thing in the garage. Admire it.
Yeah.
Take the feet off in the winter when you're...
yep.
Simple. Oh, hey, AQ.
You also did...
What did he say?
Oh, nice.
Sorry. AQ's still here.
Love
nice.
All right, thank let's get to the pod, Fod.
Also, one last thing. Mitt did say that he is looking for a... he's not going to stay in the current house that he's living in forever. So I asked him, I was like, he was saying maybe an apartment. I said, what are you going to do now that you have two cars? He said, I'm probably going to have to buy two parking passes. So not only, whatever he's doing rent wise, if he rents a house, he's okay. But if you do go back to an apartment, then you are going to be looking at around $700 a month.
Oh,
just
see
for
you, AQ.
Bye, AQ.
See you, AQ. Hey, Bruce, you want to go with AQ?
Oh, there's your ride.
Where's bye, AQ.
Bruce, you going?
Bruce, you going?
No. What is it, a half day?
No, he's not. No. Is it a half day?
It's almost lunchtime.
You cut.
Love you, AQ.
See AQ, safe travels.
Safe travels, dude.
Happy holidays.
We wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa. And a magnificent Boxing Day.
Have fun in Acapulco County.
I don't know.
Someone's
around there.
Acapulco, okay.
Hey, did you guys watch Troll?
No.
Did you?
I seen it.
Did you?
I have not.
What do you mean, no, if it's good?
I heard it's terrible.
From who?
I heard it's terrible.
I know it wasn't me who said that.
Adam Lefko did tweet that it is one of the five worst movies he's ever seen.
Oh, come on.
Did you trust Lefko?
He did.
Yeah, when's the last time you trusted that guy?
I know Zeet saw it.
I fucking love that movie. Can I spoil it?
Doesn't
no.
Be no, okay. do not spoil it.
All right.
Just came out. Jesus Christ.
I fucking loved it, though. I watched before Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's really good.
Let me just say, if it got really a theater good. Release, it'd be fucking outdrawing Black Adam right now.
Whoa.
Oh!
I don't doubt it.
Oh!
Did it have...
Visual effects were top-notch. Better than Godzilla vs. Kong.
Did it have enough...
That's saying.
Sex.
Are you asking if the trolls were fucking each other?
Did it have enough?
Did it
sex?
Have enough boobs in it? Is what
it's actually
brass tacks.
A little bit of a tearjerker if you really,
really?
Get
into
so
it.
Whoa! Did it have you start rooting for the trolls.
Where all the boobs?
Did it have enough sex?
I will downgrade
boobs.
For lack of boobs.
Okay. What?
Okay.
Or penis, depending on which way.
Right.
Sure. So
which
what you're saying
no
is
boobs,
the
all
trolls
penis.
Could have used Roman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
because
they needed a better sex life?
Well, they're already rock hard.
That's true.
But they could probably use a little help staying that way.
That's okay, because Roman is here to help them, and because Roman addresses a variety of sexual health needs for men. It's a genuine medication that
it
helps
is.
Achieve and maintain a strong fucking erect.
Truly genuine.
Strong fucking erect.
Genuine.
Hard.
They offer discreet wipes that help you last four times longer in bed.
Four times?
Testosterone testing and treatment, which, it's good for your sex drive. And there's no waiting rooms or hassle. It's just straightforward digital experience from the comfort of your home. Okay. Everything rides in screen patching. Free 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
Go to ro.co/thepod today to get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/thepod, 20% off your first order.
Stay rock Boing. Hard.
Stay rock hard. Okay. Boing. So hard. It was awesome because in the theaters it kind of looked like, and by in the theaters, I mean the previews kind of looked like Cloverfield.
No, that's the old one. That's the old troll. This new troll is
new troll.
You saw? Yeah. I can't remember. Was it in the trailer? Was the song the fucking... when like the troll's coming out of the ground? There was an awesome song, but I don't remember what it was.
I come from the ice and stone. The trolls are under the handle.
I don't remember. The old troll movie, different director.
Trolls!
But also, really? Very good film.
You're talking about the animated movie Trolls.
No.
Trolls!
I believe it's Troll Hunter, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
Did I watch the
also
right movie?
Also Norwegian.
I thought we were all talking
Troll
about
Troll Hunter spinoff of
yes.
Sean Dot Stop. Hunter's documentary, Milf Hunter.
Yeah, he just went out looking for...
Troll. He's trolling.
Yeah. 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 There's thong hanging out of his jeans.
Trolls.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool movie. I did watch The Peripheral on Amazon this weekend. I mean,
Peripheral.
Peripheral.
Yeah, so I went to the dentist Friday.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go ahead and take it away?
I told the... This is a big-time storytelling pod. I know there isn't a big pod. I believe we can skip the first 10 things. But I went to the dentist on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I told the boys, man, I hate the dentist. I got a bad, bad feeling about the dentist.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Probably high school.
Okay.
So, let's say...
A few cigs in between.
6 years.
Yeah. 9, 10. Yeah, I started smoking cigs between then. Started smoking vapes between then. Started
what?
Smoking dope between
what?
Then. What? A lot of smoke in it.
I am a sinner.
Oh, yeah. And I'm probably going to sin again.
Dentist, forgive us.
Yeah, seriously. They did not. So... First time in a long time. Scheduled this appointment because I think Ty went, Foxy went. It got me thinking, all right, I got to go to the fucking dentist. Fuck it. Book an appointment. It's a Friday at 4. I'm like, all right, I just need to get this done. I need to go to the dentist. I need to fucking make sure we're all good. I don't have anything, you know, that's life-threatening, and keep it moving. And I told Ty and Foxy and some of the boys out here before I left because you guys had the hammer. Don. This is even while Rap Sheet hadn't even gotten off the stage yet because he was doing some bullshit after. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, look, yeah, I don't feel good about it. I think I'm going to have to get a tooth pulled or something. And Ty and Foxy.
I did not believe him.
They laughed at me. Yeah. They said, no, like, you're not going to have to get a tooth pulled. If anything, you know, the doctors will, or the dentist.
Yeah,
cavity or two. And if you do need a tooth pulled, you'll get, you know, an appointment for next week, 2 weeks from them. So I get to the dentist, I get my x-ray, I'm hanging out, doctor comes in. So you have a wisdom tooth that we can pull right now today, and you also have a crack tooth. Now, what you want to do with the crack tooth is up to you. You can get a crown, you can get, you know, whatever the other types of fillings there are. I don't know all the terms because I don't like
you put silly putty in there.
Yeah, yeah, chocolate pudding.
Shave it down.
Did you suggest just keep eating and filling it with food until
I did.
It stops?
They said, I'll tell you what, that might work, but it will continue to
rot.
You know, rot and your nerve will become exposed and it'll be very painful.
Sounds painful.
So I said, you can do the wisdom tooth right now. How about the other tooth? They're like, we typically don't
Two for one special.
We typically don't do two teeth. I said, okay, doc. Hear me out, though. I'm never going to see your face again. So what you need to do for me is level with me. Shoot me straight. What if I tell you to pull both my teeth out right now? I said, well, you're going to have to sign a couple forms. But we can do that for you. I said, doc, bring me the forms right now. You're pulling both these fuckers out. So I filled out the forms. I get my fucking get a bunch of Novocaine in. They go in for the first tooth in the back. Hey, let me know if you feel any pain. Oh my God! Not enough Novocaine. So I flew my left hand up because that was the signal. So I flew. Nope. And so then they had to shoot more Novocaine. It's like 6:30 at this point. I've been there for a long time.
Sick Friday night.
Yeah, sweet yeah, Friday great. Night. So shot me up with more Novocaine. When I tell you my entire bottom lip, usually they say like you can't feel the middle of your lip. That's when you know you're.
Do you
gonna
have
go.
Photos of yourself?
Water.
I took a couple
out.
Photos, but none that are like good. Man. You can't tell. It just looks like me in a chair. But my entire bottom lip couldn't feel until Saturday. But yeah, they ended up yanking them both in. They put so much fucking numbing in my mouth, I couldn't feel anything. It was awesome.
You drooling?
I'm drooling like a son of a bitch. I actually, I since they like shot me up and then they left to go help some other people and then they came back.
Goal.
I just had the sucker in my hand. I was playing with it. I was just like, letting spit dribble out of my mouth and then just like bringing the sucker up to like my chin and watching it go in. It was actually, that was probably the best part. But Wonderful Dentists, typically hate them. I will say they have dropped on my worst people on earth.
Did you get a lollipop when you were done?
I didn't get a lollipop because they said, boy, you do not want to eat anything hard right now. And guess what? You can't spit anything. You can't smoke anything. You can't be sucking on lollipops or popsicles.
Sure.
And so I
told them. How long in the IR for?
2 days. I was by Monday, I was good. I mean, here we are now. Now it's just, you know, a couple holes.
About eating pussy?
I did. what they told me is, well, sir, first of all, looks like you don't eat much pussy to begin with. So I don't think that's going to be a problem for you, but I guess a blind squirrel. So in that case, no, you shouldn't be doing
that. My God, that's the most pussy I've ever seen.
Did they say anything about whether or not you would be able to enjoy a delicious, delectable Omaha steak?
What?
You know,
it is the holiday.
They did say if you cook it just right, I might be able to. Because
those are tender pieces of meat.
Those are tender, succulent pieces of meat, and I got something for you and for everybody listening.
No way back.
Holidays are here.
Hell yeah.
Now, if you haven't already gotten that special loved one in your life a gift for Little Santa, you may have already missed the mark, okay? Because you're probably not going to get Omaha Steaks by yesterday.
Now.
But you can still achieve gift and greatness when you give the gift of a perfectly aged, tender, delicious, succulent Omaha Steak.
All right.
Listen, everybody knows Omaha Steaks are the world's best beef.
Hell yeah.
Right. Naturally aged for the ultimate and the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor.
Right. An ultimate steak.
An ultimate steak. But it's not just steak, Bruce, because you can get chicken. You can get you can get lasagna. I actually have like a frozen Omaha Steaks lasagna kit.
You got some apple pie.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What about the
caramel
potatoes
apple tartlets?
Yes.
You got the potatoes all gratin, the heel bossy sausages. Basically, whatever you could want, Omaha Steaks probably has it.
Fire.
We're talking five generations of family-owned expertise. Means that they're not compromising for quality, okay? Quality you can trust. Experts at Omaha Steaks have put together a delicious selection of various gift packages to make shopping for the ones you love nice and easy. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of, get this, 50% off site-wide.
Giving away
Okay? Plus, if you use code The Pod at checkout, you're going to get an additional $30 off your order.
Really?
Omaha Steaks is basically giving shit away.
I can't believe it.
Okay? That's absurd.
This is the father's Christmas gift spot.
It is. But not just or brother. Sisters.
Or brother.
Or father in law.
Or sisters. Or brother.
Or sisters.
Grandfather.
Sorry, I'm just jealous,
Tony. Grandfather.
Yes.
I mean, listen.
Your mother's mother.
Your mother's mother if she likes cooking steaks.
If she was a mother.
I mean, everybody knows this is the time you get fucking Omaha Steaks. Yeah, so don't be asleep at the wheel. Get your Omaha Steaks right now for 50% off site-wide, plus an additional $30 off your order when you use the code THEPOD.
Podfod, go.
Into the folder.
Ty Temple left without any monks after they all failed drug tests. And I believe the drug tests were for meth. If I remember correctly.
Oh.
Yes.
Opium? Or no?
Meth.
I didn't know Ty monks were into meth.
Meth.
Me neither.
So I seen this. I feel like they were trying to pray and study and just be monks so hard that it was a bit of a PED situation. They were like, we need less sleepy, more monkey takeover.
They don't.
That's a good idea.
Monks, am I correct? Monks don't eat, sleep, or talk. Correct.
No,
just silent monks. Not all monks.
True.
I had a buddy.
So you're saying
you have a buggy?
There I had a buddy who was a chef at a monastery. He couldn't talk.
Really?
Wait. Yeah, could you imagine? That
sounds like you just made that.
No,
up.
I didn't.
Did he cut his tongue out? Where's the
monastery?
Where's the monastery?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, somewhere.
Oh, is he a good chef, or was that like the last job he had?
I don't know. He's a great guitarist.
But I
so,
thought,
no.
I thought
he was
monks
a bad
don't
chef.
couldn't play.
I thought monks don't
monk.
Eat. What's he cooking?
Yeah, what's he cooking?
I don't know if
fucking rice.
Yeah, steamed
rice. I don't know
steamed
if these
rice
monks are on the same page as our locale U.S.
I'm just thinking of the monks from
The Hangover.
The Hangover 3.
No, Part 2.
Lost in Time. Lost in Bangkok.
Bulletproof Monk with Sean William Scott.
Oh.
Mm. What are monks?
Oh, Tony Shalhoub?
Is that a sequel to The Rundown?
No, believe it or not, it's not.
I wish.
But
make that sequel, Dwayne.
Make it, Dewey.
Do it, Dewey.
This also makes sense because there was that video of that monk with the brick just like smashing it into his dick and balls.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, they do like, achieve incredible human feats.
Yeah, how would you do that if you weren't fucking all hopped up on meth? Yeah.
Let the monks meth.
Let them meth.
Pretty simple. Meth. Yeah, why are they drug testing monks?
That's another great question.
I think that's probably part of the vow.
Yeah, new HR from the...
New.
I didn't know it was a big corporate situation.
Yeah, new middle monk management.
Yeah, right. Big monk came over.
I know they had an HR.
Little monk got bought by big monk, and turns out big monk's got some new rules.
Yeah,
that makes sense,
it goes in the acquisition game.
That's right. Well said.
Well said.
Okay, next.
Shout out those monks.
Shout out. Woman sues company for $5 million as her mac and cheese took over 3.5 minutes to make.
I'm kind of with her on this.
False advertising.
For $5 million?
Can you imagine?
Define make.
Dude. Did she win?
I'd assume she's not.
Probably not.
Oh, sure. Okay. I thought she made. I thought she sued for.
No, I think she has an uphill battle. But, I mean, you know, you got to be careful what you put on these labels.
Yeah, but, I mean, easy out. Well, what power is your microwave?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Got to know the wattage.
That was my first thought exactly.
Yeah. Because that's what screws up popcorn. That's what screws up this. Like, if you don't have the correct time with your correct wattage,
you're fucked.
Yeah, it's over.
You're absolutely fucked.
Thank you for pointing that out. Match.
Is that how you guys burned the popcorn in here?
I didn't.
A week or so ago?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, Zeke didn't burn a popcorn.
No, you did.
That was super burnt. I could smell
that. Was your upper lip, bro.
Got him. Wow.
Fucking got your ass.
I'm going to be 100%
honest. Good luck driving that fucking car with no pulse.
Yeah, he's saying you're bobbing for poop in the toilet. Also, if you're fucking doing this, guess what? And you're making Velveeta, don't get one of them fucking cups. You get a block of Velveeta
and
shells and do it the right way, for Christ's sake.
Do it fucking right. And then you brown some ground meat and you throw it in there with the Velveeta cheese and
you get yourself some chips and you make yourself a...
Can we put some panko breadcrumbs on top?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
If you got any class.
Mm.
You ever put tuna in mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate tuna.
Oh, no thanks, dude.
It's so good.
Michael's dorm room had a lot of mac and cheese cups and a lot of tuna cans, and they went together a lot.
Amen. So good.
Not sure why, but we called it cum in a bucket.
At the pub, Connor's cabinet was always full with tuna.
Always
full.
That's crazy.
10 rows up.
Just the
4 rows deep.
Yeah, easiest.
And then they came out with the tuna.
So good.
Bags that were Ziploc.
You were never bags. You were the can.
I was can. I was always Bumblebee can or
Albacore.
White Albacore.
One of those
is going to
get me in trouble.
Albacore.
Yeah, I forget which tuna can's in trouble right now, but whichever one is in trouble, I did not.
There's a tuna can in trouble right now.
Yes,
they're using because
of Jessica Simpson.
What Jessica Simpson do?
She said chicken of the sea or whatever. No, that's what they call it, right?
Chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Top of it like that.
She said is chicken tuna or whatever.
Thank you.
Tuna and chicken is the same thing.
You think Nicholas Shea's better off without her?
Yeah, I would say so.
Absolutely. I don't know. She started like a very successful clothing line.
Yeah, but he was the host of that acapella show.
True.
Yeah, he's also Nicholas Shea. So
Lackey? Mm-hmm.
Nick Lackey.
Okay.
Oh, he's the host of that love show now.
He throws out the first pitch at a Reds game like 7 times a season.
That's a good point. He was also on maybe the greatest episode of Punk'd ever.
Mm-hmm.
Dax Shepard just acted like he was one of his cousins and parked his trailer in his driveway.
Is that how Dax started?
Yeah. I mean,
that's crazy. Yeah. What a start.
Kutcher's a genius.
Kutcher's a genius.
Yeah, Kutcher.
He just kind of stopped.
Yeah, he actually talked about it. I forget which show.
Is it because
he was making like $20 million an episode for 2.5 Men or something ridiculous?
And tell you what, I mean, it doesn't even fucking come close to touching Charlie Sheen's Harper's version, but
not all. And also, he invested in a lot of companies that were very early and became very successful.
That's funny because that was actually his kind of his character in fucking
who Walden Schmidt.
Yeah, Walden Schmidt.
Yeah, he invested early in like
it was
Robin
nice, so
Hood.
He kept Alan and Bert around. And Jake
color
was
me
so
shocked that you were a massive 2.5 Men guy.
The original,
yeah, the OG was
it's
hilarious.
It's on every single FX night when we get home.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 6:30. It's on every single night.
I could never stay in that.
And until the baby goes down.
Oh, I despise that kid.
Yeah, Angus or whatever.
Oh, his name is. Have you seen what he looks like now?
Sheesh. I finished Modern Family, by the way.
It stinks.
Finale, two parts. Kind of a letdown.
Really?
I can't remember the finale.
Exactly.
Haley and Bumper in her new movie.
Exactly. Winded?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Pitch Perfect in Berlin. Or what?
Yeah, the
Bumper
show.
Goes to Berlin.
Bumper goes to Berlin. That's a show. That's a show on Peacock.
I was watching a 1 o'clock football game, and then the next thing that came on, there wasn't a 2 o'clock or a 4 o'clock game on either CBS or Fox, whatever one it was, and they started playing Modern Family, and it was like a newer episode. When did that end? I thought that ended when I was like in high school.
No.
I thought it ended a while ago.
I don't know when
too.
You were in high school.
I ended high school in like 2017.
Probably, definitely, it's been,
what?
I don't think it's been over for more than 5 years. It's been
right around then, I think it ended.
I don't know.
I was shocked. All right,
Fox and Chuck. Right.
Next. Okay, Nick sent this in.
Yeah.
I actually saw it.
Fucking believe
I saw it,
too.
On it. I saw it on Instagram, I think on Grape Juice Boys, 2 minutes before you sent this in.
Nice.
And I agreed. 100%. Mm-hmm. I think all men sincerely believe they could safely land a commercial airliner in an emergency situation with the only air traffic control to walk them through it. Why wouldn't you be able to?
Yeah, I don't understand.
They walk you through. They say, hey, pull back slightly. Fucking press this button. Okay. Yeah.
I will say that, but then once you actually see a cockpit and you're like, holy, there's a lot of fucking buttons.
Jesus Christ, there's 80,000.
Yeah, but you don't need all of them.
But like, oh, you're going to go button on the left. 10 degrees to your left.
You don't think they've practiced explaining it to people who don't know what they're doing? Okay.
Yeah, sort of, but still.
I'm not saying everyone on the show right now could do it, but I'm saying.
Oh, how about this?
You're saying you could.
80%, yeah, I definitely.
If they had control on putting a light on the button, I would say yes.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So
like, all right, we're going to light up this button.
Hit this button.
Light up the skies, boys.
2020.
Light up the skies, boys.
Last episode of Modern Family.
2020, really?
Wow.
2020.
COVID killed it. Shit.
Yeah,
there you go.
This could be used for a lot of things, though. Like, what tough job, if someone explained it to you while you were doing it, couldn't you do?
Anything physical.
A lot of things. I am thinking of a lot of things right now.
Astronaut. Anything on this planet.
Anything that Mike Rowe covered on Dirty Jobs, I'm out.
Snake and Doyle.
Yeah.
How about
no, but you could do them. Like, you have the capability to do them. You just want to do it because they're disgusting. I mean, like, what job could you actually not do?
Probably. Maybe a nuclear meltdown type situation.
Yeah,
there it is. High pressure situation.
What odd job would you be best
anything
at?
Math.
Fucking running a slant for the Patriots.
You are an idiot.
Yeah.
I think I'd be good with heavy machinery, like just picking up dirt, moving it to another pile.
I could run a backhoe. Oh,
coming from a guy who was on his phone and rear ended a fucking truck.
Yeah.
I don't know how good I'd be at fucking pulling a cruise ship into a fucking port.
Ooh,
well, that would be tough.
That parking, is a very
that's
good
not a one man job.
Parking
or
yachts,
job.
Yeah, no. Parking yachts would be hard.
Changing the batteries on one of those large
every episode of Blood Deck ever.
Propeller things that are for energy.
Okay,
Windmills.
Windmills. Changing the battery on one of those way up at the top of that thing, that'd be tough.
What? It's chilly.
It's a long climb.
Oh, I mean, Montsiaga Bill here.
The guys who like work on like the bridges at like the very top.
Yeah, right? Like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Which I don't know if that's in here, but did you guys see that it's going to cost them like $400 million to put up suicide nets on the Golden Gate Bridge?
Oh, they're doing that.
Oh, Jesus.
You ever seen that movie Jumper? Not with Darth Vader.
That's amazing.
Hayden Christensen.
That is a good movie.
Wait, Jumper is one of my favorite movies.
It's a documentary, actually.
You talking about Jumper with
Ledge, my friend.
With Rachel Bilson?
Completely different Jumper.
Ty just brought up a great point that I don't want you guys to blow past. Did the tow truck driver that Bruce ran into bring back for revenge, steal your truck?
Wow.
I hope so.
No, because that was the demise of Lexi.
Mm. And that was up here, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Probably a different tow truck down there.
But if he probably got Bruce's information.
Yeah,
and,
said
and
the
then,
word. Yeah, said a hit out on him.
Yeah, and said when this guy gets a new car,
put a hit out.
They all talk to each other.
No, that's worth thinking. That guy was mad, but I hope he knows that my day today, you know, he got me back.
You hit Brother Ron's tow truck.
Yeah,
tow truck.
You know,
karma.
A job I probably could do, but really wouldn't fucking want to is those window washers that go way up on like skyscrapers.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
See, I don't got no problem
with
that. You're harnessed like in. You're fucking.
Windy day though.
That wind starts
Yeah, if it breaks too, like,
well, yeah, I don't
you have a good 20 seconds to think about how you're dying.
I will tell you, 78% of the time, that is sabotaged.
If I'm running a wrecking ball crew, there's a good chance I lose control of that wrecking ball and put it through a building.
Just yeah, that happens all the time.
That reminds me. You know what I could do? I could slam some cages.
Ice cold Bud Lights.
Cages filled up with crab onto the deck.
You are a greenhorn, dude. You would not.
I would be a great greenhorn.
You know how hard that job is?
I would be a good greenhorn.
What's the little
You'd
rope?
Be the worst, they, dude.
I'd be good at finding crab,
the hook
too.
That they have to throw to catch the line?
Yeah, that thing would wrap around his foot. He would be dragged down with a paw to the
You know how heavy those pods are, too?
Oh, my God.
I'm strong.
And windy as fuck, raining, fuck that.
I could get strong.
68% of the fucking Bering Sea.
But I guess you could do it now because no crabs exist, so you're just floating out there.
That's true.
Fair play.
Yeah. All what's right. going to happen to King Crab? This is kind of
we'll
bullshit.
Find out.
Yeah, it's going to fuck up the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Big time.
Next.
When's the last time you guys had Joe Crab Shack?
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while. Z, you sent maybe. This in?
What the hell is this, Z?
Yes. Oh, here, that's why. John Travolta with the Game of Thrones character. Was John Travolta on the show?
No, I believe that is when he was smooching Adina Menzel or whatever he fucking said.
Adele Hazim.
Yeah, Adele Hazim. There it is.
Because you got to keep in mind.
Wait, was Adele Hazim in Game of Thrones?
No. This is Photoshopped.
Foxy. Photoshopped him in to be smooching.
Have a good night,
Tyrion
Foxy.
Because also Tyrion's on the left side of the photo, if you see.
Wow.
Whoa, dude.
Holy shit.
They Photoshopped him into the right side because he fit perfectly.
Wow, Z, you got duped.
You got dupesy? This Photoshop?
Is that fucking it Ed O'Neill above Arya Stark? The hell's he doing?
Where is Arya?
What do you mean? He's the Knights of the Vale. That's
fucking
Colin Farrell as the Penguin.
Yeah, right.
Look at wait, Lannister's got a right hand?
What?
What the fuck?
Look at the come up for Samwell Tyler.
I know.
Truly. It's front and center behind. Yeah, but he's nothing without
John.
So
we're saying Travolta's
not nothing without John. What'd you say?
Travolta's not in this photo.
So apparently, it is a fake photo.
Steph Curry, lightning bat.
Also, something to note with this photo: Last of Us show coming out, and the little lady of the Bear Island is the girl in that.
Mormont, Lady Mormont.
I'm glad you reminded me.
Lyanna Mormont.
Now I haven't watched it yet. I don't even know if it's out yet. But has anyone seen the commercials for the TV show that is being rebooted?
What show?
Fucking Criminal Minds is back.
What?
With the entire original cast. No.
Hotch is back?
With the original cast?
Yeah. See, fucking Google it for me, please. Criminal Minds.
No way, dude.
Go to the fucking news tab.
Is Mandy Patinkin back?
Let me see.
Saul?
Is Reed still the smart kid?
Yeah, Reed's always been the smart
kid. Is Penelope back?
Yeah, she actually is. Shamar's back.
What the hell?
Holy shit.
Let me see what
it's
called. What the hell's going on right now?
See what it's called. You don't know Criminal Minds?
No, I can't believe it's back.
Is Joe Montana in it this
time
as well?
Never Montana?
Tony, I know that me and you are the ones that have talked about this, but yes, which Kendrick one of spirits. These type of genre shows do you guys like the best? Like Criminal Minds, CSI... My favorite was always OG CSI.
Don't compare CSI to Criminal Minds.
I hate all of them.
He is right. OG CSI with fucking Gil Grissom. I don't think that's what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I am.
You saw like the
By
really
the way, I've
old
heard
one?
Tulsa
yeah,
King
like
is very
04,
good.
Yeah. Like,
oh, there it is. Criminal Minds Evolution. Joe Montana is right there.
So no Mandy Patinkin.
Penelope.
New Orleans with...
fucking...
With LL Cool J and...
Wenchel.
Shamar's there.
Wait, Mike Wenchel?
Yeah.
He's in CSI. There's a CSI New Orleans now.
NCIS, maybe.
Has anyone
they're
seen Tulsa King?
They're all the same to me.
No, I have not. Almost
heard
it's
fucking really good.
Yeah, yeah. So
King
did I.
Tulsa. I went with Peripheral.
Yeah. He's an Italian. My father's homeland.
All right, next. What were we talking about? Oh, that.
Tony, this is bullshit, though, because the person that always calls Penelope Sweet Pea, why is he not in it?
You mean Shamar?
Yeah, why is he not in it?
I think he is.
I thought he died.
Unless he's still in Hawaii 5-0.
He is. Him and Scott Kahn got some work to do. Yeah. Welcome, Dano.
Did he have that Instagram live business. That was kind of questionable?
Shamar?
I don't know.
Is that how you pronounce it? I don't think it is.
Is that how you say it?
I think it's Shamar Morgan. Shamar? I don't know, though. Again, you've watched 500 episodes of this, so you would know. I would.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a really good show for a long time. I tattooed my eyeballs purple and blue. Now I'm going blind.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Serves you right.
Oh, jeez.
Also, dude, I don't understand. Did she also get her tattoo in the middle of her forehead removed?
Yeah.
That was a temporary.
They had to actually scrub it off with bleach to hopefully, reverse what was going on with
so
her.
So all the face tattoos are temporary?
No, because she also has her eye one. She also has her one above her
eyebrow.
Her
nose is on the opposite side now.
Yeah, this is fake.
No, yeah, her nose ring is flipped.
No, the...
what the hell?
This is a fake!
No, that's just
the
camera.
Is that a selfie on the left and then a photo on the right?
Yeah, probably.
That's what I was...
I mean, her eyes did look cool for that time that she had them.
They did.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
They are.
Pretty cool.
Don't tattoo your eyes.
Don't tattoo your eyes.
Don't they have contacts for this?
Yes.
Well, but that's for the pupil. That's not for the head. Yeah.
Hey, Mitt.
Yep.
Don't do this.
Don't do it, Mitt.
Don't do it.
I've thought about buying the blue eye, like the blue contacts.
Please.
But I have never thought about it. I don't even have a tattoo on my body. I've never thought about putting a tattoo anywhere.
You don't tattoo
face.
A Porsche, you know?
Bingo.
Bam.
Right. Hell yeah.
Amen.
What's next in the garage?
You should get a Porsche tattoo, Mitt.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not think I'm going to do that.
You Porsche
should.
For
Left
life.
Shoulder blade.
Porsche boys for life.
It's the logo.
It's the logo.
Like 8x8.
Right above your penis.
Yep. Or a nice.
That would actually be sick. I might do that.
A nice Mustang Porsche combo tattoo. Working on the
sleeve. I don't think I'd get
a Morse.
So you only buy cars that have a horse as the symbol.
Yeah, dude. I only buy fucking fast cars.
You could get a mush tattoo. Fucking MUSCHE.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
You should also tattoo
we need a logo
I live
for
my
that.
Life a quarter mile at a time.
Yes.
Yeah. Shoulder blade to shoulder blade. Yeah.
I would get that. If I got a tattoo, honestly, it would probably be a Vin Diesel Fast and Furious or a Paul Walker Fast and Furious quote.
Do a Paul Walker one, and then don't forget to get the sky walking on these haters.
Yeah, that one's on your forehead, though, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I need to get one under, like, my eye or something.
Because the walk-in and walker, like, they play into each other.
I think we'd settle for collarbone to collarbone.
Scott Paul walking on these haters.
That'd be good. Combine them.
And he's eating a fucking tuna sandwich.
Fuck yeah.
I like tuna.
No tuna in the Porsche.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
It's been released. I'd really just put that in here just so you can
see
that.
Yep.
That's all
unbelievable
we needed,
cast, though.
Hugh Grant.
Michelle Rodriguez. Chris Pine.
It is good.
It's unbelievable.
Wait, and Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant,
and that
people
guy.
Forget, was like the A-list of A-lists at one point.
Yeah. That guy hosts SNL on the left.
If you wanted to make a rom-com banger in the 90s.
Hugh Grant.
Not even com, just a rom. You got Hugh Grant.
I might watch this.
Where's this guy from?
Jurassic World.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
You played D.O.D.?
I never played Dungeons & Dragons. Actually, when I was growing up, I wanted to play World of Warcraft.
Oh, no.
My parents said, hey, you'll be a fucking loser, so we're not letting you play this. I was like, you know what?
You ever seen that movie?
I'm going to sound like a total mark here, Connor, but Dungeons & Dragons is actually a board game and not played on the
computer. Oh! Ho, ho,
yeah, wow. I know what D.O.D. is. Wow. I'm just saying.
From the foul line.
But, yeah. Tony.
Oh, well, actually.
Tony, what did the Warcraft movie?
Three-headed die.
Yeah, I have. I have seen that movie. It's good.
Good.
Right. That was good, man. That was good.
Ty, I don't want to be the one that does this.
No, don't do it.
Oh,
it's
my
fine.
God.
Aaron Judge, the San Francisco Giants.
Is it a done deal?
Done deal.
Wow.
John Hyman, first on it.
Is that guy the one that fucks up all the deals?
There's a typo. Hopefully he's fucking this one up.
How much for how much money?
Probably a lot.
I'd assume it's a lot of money. Okay.
I think they offered like $375.
We all love you, Ty.
Arson Judge?
Yeah, there's a typo.
You've got to be kidding me.
You knew it was coming.
I did.
Yeah, you said he wasn't going back.
But it hurts more now.
You might have to end the pod.
All right.
I don't know if Taz is going
to come. Okay. Next. I don't know if you guys have seen this story.
I haven't.
The man who fell off of a Carnival ocean liner and treaded water for 20 hours. Before being rescued, literally swam with sharks and miraculously survived. But there's one big mystery. How many drinks did this dude consume before going overboard? He claims that he was not drunk.
It was an interview, too, right? A video interview?
Yeah, video interview. He claims that he was not drunk, but he also doesn't remember how he went over.
Well,
gotcha. These sharks were super cool.
Yeah, someone might have bopped him on the head.
Either way, this dude treaded water in the middle of the ocean for fucking 20 hours.
This proves that sharks aren't scary.
Well,
I think this just proves that it was, when you drink,
it was dark and you can't see anything in the middle of the ocean. There's no lights out.
Yeah, but terrifying. The sharks can see you and they say, that's a human. We should help him float. They
don't think that's what happened.
They don't say, I'm going to eat that guy.
So like, I think they're apex predators and they decide what they want to eat.
So yeah, he fell if off you dress boat. Up like a seal and swim for a while.
Sure.
Yeah, don't be surfing.
You'll get eaten.
And they realized the next day that he was no longer on the boat and they sent out a search party. 20 hours in the ocean is a long time.
Long time. A lot of open water to look at.
Bruce, did you just give me a look like, is it a long time?
Doable. This guy doesn't understand Neptune mentality.
That's not doable.
He doesn't
you
understand
cannot go 20
open
hours
water.
Fucking
okay.
Obviously,
water.
It's doable.
He doesn't understand when shock week.
You think you
shock,
could float
shock,
for 20
shock,
hours?
Shock,
oh,
yes. Shock, shock, shock.
You think that you could do this?
He thinks he could float for 20 hours.
I do.
You do
if
not
I needed
think
to,
you,
I think
you
I
could
so
float
fucking
for fucking 20 minutes.
In the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could float for a long ass
Bruce
time.
Bruce thinks he could float for 20
fuck
in case
you no,
miss it,
dude,
Bruce
you
thinks
you
could float
water.
For 20 hours in the
no,
ocean.
You can't, Bruce.
Yeah, I can.
You're treading water through waves and fuck like there's no
yeah,
fucking
listen
way.
To him, Bruce.
You do the dead man float as we've learned.
I wish we had a pool here.
Oh, did I mention the water's
I
like
could tread water
50
for
degrees.
Longer than all you guys do.
Arson
no,
judge.
Can we open up your pool, Nick?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not
yeah,
let's go,
nice cold punch.
Yeah, you think that water is warm? Because
it ain't.
Maybe it is.
It's not.
No, it's not. Yeah. Actually,
be.
If there are sharks there, it might be kind of warm. But
not warm enough
no
for
way.
You.
Can we buy
sharks?
Hold on.
Time out.
I feel like my fucking heart's going to explode.
Man, do you think sharks only swim in warm water?
I know that sharks like warm water.
Connor, would you tell him?
Sharks are cold-blooded, man.
Sharks are cold-blooded.
Sharks.
So.
Sharks are
sharks.
Swimming off of fucking shark. Cape Cod because they like the fucking cold water.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Shock.
I'm with Mitt on this one. I think they do like warm water.
No, they like warm water.
I think they like. I think they kind of.
I have no idea. I'm just actually making sure Aaron Judge is going to the Giants because I want
to. I was gonna say no. I really cannot pay any attention to what anything that's going on. I need it.
Oh, some species like cold water, while others like warm.
Everybody's right.
Well.
There you go. And some like commute seasonally.
They
right?
do.
That's the story with Cape Cod, right?
Done deal.
They swim south.
For the winter, right? Because it's fucking cold.
Wait a minute.
Aaron Judge appears headed to the Giants. That tweet has been deleted.
Because
of the spelling error.
And nothing from Jeff
Passan.
But also, U Stadium MLB and Joey Tunes is reporting it as well.
Mm-hmm. Joey Tunes.
What are they reporting it because of fucking Heyman?
Well, it could be because the actual numbers are coming out.
Oh my god!
Didn't you get Masataka Yoshida though? Did you?
We better.
I don't give a shit about Masataka Yoshida.
I'm seeing Photoshops, dude.
I know. Shut up. Why did you say that?
I don't know. I thought.
Ty is quoted one time saying, "If Aaron Judge leaves the Yankees, I will kill myself." You thought it was a good idea. To tell him that right now, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, why did you do that?
I told you that yesterday, didn't I?
You said that on the show also.
Bruce, why you got to be such a mark, dude?
Jesus, game day MLB.
Yeah, I know. That's now a lot of these. Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge. Oh, my apologies for jumping the gun. John Heyman, you fucking sack of shit!
That's why I told you.
Okay. We're back.
Okay.
Hey, Ty, any input on this 20
Ty
hours?
Ty is actually going to have a heart attack right now.
Do you think you could swim for 20 hours in the ocean?
No,
shocked?
I couldn't.
To keep Aaron Judge and the Yankees, could you swim
for
20 hours?
For nothing.
I would fucking sink to the bottom of the ocean and drown if it means Judge signs for 10 years with the fucking Yankees.
Next. Paul Carrasson started turning blue after he tried treating his skin by drinking colloidal silver for 14 years.
So I love this.
Did it work?
So I watched this video. It popped up.
What do you think is what he said.
So it wasn't the drinking the silver. It was after a while he started putting it on his skin and like treating his skin with it. And that's when it started going blue. He died a couple years ago.
So this guy's a smart.
So he was going oral and then was like, I need to add this topically as well.
So him and his wife said that drinking it orally.
Yep. Orally, consuming.
It actually helped with I think it was like eczema and like skin conditions.
Ooh, wow.
For being honest, I think he looks fucking sweet.
I think he looks awesome. Yeah, I was under the impression that he was going to play Yukon Cornelius in the live action Rudolph.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Rest in peace, Paul. I love you, Paul.
Good luck, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, well, he's dead.
Big Smurf, though.
Yeah. Good luck.
He passed.
But he lived a good life. Paul. He lived 63 years.
Yeah. I mean, he looks sweet blue, too. So
yeah, he looks great.
Pretty silver, fun life. Yeah.
Silver Fox with the Avatar blue. It's yeah, a great it's look. Cool. It's a great pretty look. Cool. I have eczema. Should I try this?
Yes.
Just a drink of it. Don't apply it to
my eczema has gotten quite bad in the last few days.
I got some cream for you, Bruce. Don't you worry. Bring it in tomorrow for you.
Next.
Hey, there you go, Bruce.
Thanks.
No, Vinny Vaughn says he's down for a Dodgeball sequel. I had an idea that was fun, and the studio likes it. I think Ben is opening to do it.
Let's go.
This actually is a movie I would like to see a sequel.
100%.
100%.
I feel like I haven't seen enough of Ben lately.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm into it.
Exactly.
Well, that's because Ben Stiller's been doing
where,
the show that you guys won't
give
watch.
Me more White Goodman.
Where is the comedy movie? Where is so the next Superbad?
But they are not making those anymore.
Why not?
Get canceled. Where do you go from, like, from the end of that, where do you go from that? Because Average Joe takes tournament. Over, you just have another tournament, like, what the fuck?
I'm curious about that.
Easy Ben, route is Vince Vaughn goes broke again.
Is Ben Fatsuit?
No, he probably loses weight and comes back for his revenge.
Yeah. Wow.
Did we just write the sequel?
Wow. Or they could go the route of now kids of Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller.
I really hope they don't do that.
Yes, yeah, that is typically...
You know what absolutely stinks, and it pains me to say it, is that fucking Mighty Ducks series.
Well, I mean, I could have told you.
Nick the Stick.
Game Changers? Yeah, it's terrible.
It sucks.
Because Charlie Conway's a...
No, they fucking ran Emilio off because he wasn't fucking vaccinated.
Have any of you guys
Well,
ever
the mom stinks, and I told you that from the beginning.
Saw Josh Duhamel's in season two.
Okay, well, now
I'm interested. They had to bring him in.
Now I'm interested.
They had to bring him in because they ran Emilio off.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys seen the alternate ending to Dodgeball where they lose, actually? It's only on the DVD copy. You have to, like, I swear to God, this is a real thing. There's an alternate ending to Dodgeball, and it's the original ending.
Really?
Yeah, it's the original ending on the DVD copy. They show it.
I have this, too. It's where they just lose.
They lose, and then they just lose the gym. It's actually, like, it's kind of sweet, and they would have been able to make a sequel off of that.
Yeah, for sure.
I want Mitt in Dodgeball, too. I want him on the average Joe.
Yep. No, as a pirate.
On
your best
Joe's.
Player thinks he's a pirate.
He should be Jason Bateman. He should be the host of the Dodgeball tournament.
Pepper Brooks?
Pepper Brooks, yeah.
That's
Cotton
needs
a new pair of shorts.
Oh!
Next.
There was a pirate on our team?
Okay. Ooh. This looks fucking
awesome. Trailer was fucking...
Yes!
Yeah, this is a great trailer.
So fucking power is primal.
Did anyone watch this as a kid, though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this
yeah.
was like the best show.
Animated show? Oh, yeah.
Fucking
Transformers is so back.
Transformers.
So back.
This better be good.
There's a King Kong Transformer.
Yeah, and there's an eagle. There's a Sabretooth. We need
just like the show.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, is Elijah in this or Shia's?
I don't know. I don't
Elijah
think
Elijah
so.
Booth.
Elijah Booth. Stanley Yelnats Booth.
Is fucking Stanley Ipkiss Booth in it?
You know what they?
Stanley
if they, Ipkiss. If Jim Carrey was playing a young boy in this, I would be. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but this is going to be unbelievable.
10.5 million views. Let's go.
I have such low expectations for this just because of the last couple
of
fucking Transformers movies that they've been coming out with.
You mean
so fucking bad.
Oh, you mean you didn't respect the all spark of dynamite?
I think we all went to bed halfway through that movie when we tried to watch
it. Who's
the all spark of courage?
Who's the Shia LaBeouf in this movie?
He absolutely did.
I'm not.
Is the guy from Alexander Hamilton?
Alexander Hamilton.
Lin-Manuel.
Lin-Manuel. Like, honestly, if Megan Fox isn't in this, I don't want to fucking watch
it. I can give you
breaking news.
I can give you a couple
she's
voices.
Not.
See, I don't want to watch this shit.
Fire away.
Pete Davidson is a voice.
Oh, my God.
Peter
is this real?
Peter Dinklage is a voice.
He's going to be the Transformer with a big dick.
Ron Perlman's a voice. He's always been a voice.
Yeah, Ron Perlman, is he...
Okay, here's
Optimus Prime.
Is he the gorilla?
No, he's fucking Optimus Prime.
He's
primal.
Optimus Prime.
So that does probably mean he is fucking... He is probably the gorilla.
He is probably also the gorilla, but he's also...
I've got a lot of voices. I don't know who the actual actor is.
Optimus Prime.
Who?
We'll figure it.
Pete Davidson is a Dinklage.
Oh.
Scourge.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Ramos, the manager for Lady Gaga in A Star is Born.
Yep.
Is the main character.
Oh, okay.
I swore I thought he was an Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
He was making me not want to watch the movie anymore.
He was in the original
Broadway. Oh, no way. Fucking Football is Life is in it.
Fucking Cristo Fernandez?
Ooh, yeah. Seamus
Let's
is in
go.
It.
They got, no, that's fucking Joe DiMaggio's son.
That's Joe DiMaggio's son, Jim.
All I know is fucking David's David
Joe DiMaggio's son.
That's John DiMaggio?
Yeah,
I can tell you David Sabalov's a fucking weapon.
No, yeah, this guy's
I didn't know DiMaggio's son.
Yeah, he's Bender on Futurama.
Love
oh,
that.
Wow.
So Joe DiMaggio's son's kind of the DiMaggio
of the voice acting world.
Yeah, he's a fucking dope.
Don't ask me.
That's awesome. So there's no dime centerpiece of this.
Oh, man.
Like, this is going to stink.
Oh, man.
What makes Transformers good?
Rhinox. Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
No
fucking battle. The opening part of the trailer where he's driving up and steps out of the car and the fucking thing comes up. That is like the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, you can't show this. Can't show it.
My bad.
Don't be a fucking mark.
You guys, obviously, movies are awesome. So, you know, if you want to get tickets, you can go to Fandango. But you guys know where to get tickets. Like,
SeatGeek, what?
Boom. It's the best when you're going to sporting events.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
15%
you can
off.
Watch Arson Judge play for the San Francisco
Giants.
Bruce,
are you going to do this again?
Right. I may have jumped the gun.
Are you going to do this again, Bruce? Shit.
Do what?
Just read the ads.
If you
want to
do the ad, fucking you keep the ad.
NFL
college football tickets 15% off. SeatGeek has you covered. Click the link in the description. No code needed.
Nice. SeatGeek. Love you, Transformers. Seeky. Rise of the Beast. There will be a missile in there. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
No. Don't
Debbie
you worry.
Don.
Debbie Donner.
What? On Little Santa Day?
No.
This is
no.
Little Deb on Little
reported
Santa?
By fucking
no.
Guy Morenci. Oh.
fucking bullshit. No more Little Debbie's on Little Santa Day.
I actually was,
ETC.
I was watching their show.
No
last
more
night.
Oatmeal cream pie, Swiss cake rolls, nutty bars, ETC, ETC.
That's right.
Love you, Gabe.
It is what it is.
Love you, Gabe.
Fucking arson judges trending in the U.S.
Oh, man. Those cosmic cupcakes and those chocolate cupcakes right there. Those are so good.
I could go
those are fire. We should tell Gumpy, hey, you better go get. All the fucking
zebra cakes.
I could go for a fucking zebra cake.
Nutty bar.
Ooh, oatmeal creme.
I've always been
not a big fan of those
guy.
Chocolate cupcakes, to be honest.
What?
Wait, great.
Yeah,
those stink.
What?
Yeah,
those are so fucking
not
crazy.
Not a fan.
I like the Swiss roll. I feel like they have
Swiss,
a competitor.
Swiss
I fucking love nutty bars.
Nutty bars.
Ding dong.
A cold Swiss roll is
that cupcake is 10,000 times better than a Swiss roll.
You're out of your
mind. You're out of your mind.
That's never been more in my mind.
That's why there's only one fucking row of chocolate cupcakes because no one cares. And
no, they're all gone. Everyone's bought them.
And there's 16 roll
fucking bottoms.
No one's buying the Swiss roll.
That's not true. There's
I love the Swiss rolls.
It doesn't
wow,
get enough.
And the extra Swiss rolls below, too.
Swiss rolls has a competitor, though, like a ding dong or something.
No,
not true.
Stop it.
Stop
it.
There's no competitor.
Also,
I'm.
There are competitors.
I also love the cosmic brownie.
Brownie, very good.
So
good. Honey buns are so good.
Yeah.
They don't get enough credit, but Star Crunch are. Muy delicioso.
Oh, how about
dude,
the.
Zebra cakes on fucking believable.
How about
Bruce?
The Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah. Christmas trees. Yep.
Yep.
Bruce eats two zebra cake balls a day.
Sorry.
he does.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, Connor.
Honestly, good on you, Bruce. Those things are so fucking good. I wish I'm going to go to the store and get some.
Melt in your mouth.
Next.
I will say I do prefer the Hostess cupcakes over
the Hostess.
Movie.
Hostess is the mostest.
Coke Bear.
Burn on.
Zot.
Are these the Sharknado guys?
Did anyone watch the trailer?
Yeah, it's a comedy.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And the bear talks. And
excuse me?
Yeah, it looks.
Is this from the creators of
movies? So this is a mushroom.
Speaking
movie.
Of creators of movies and bears.
Burn off.
Did the creator of Super Troopers, did they just all die off?
No, those guys are still
they're still doing it.
Tacoma
on tour.
FD, they made like a TV show that was on Spike or one of those.
They're Super Troopers.
So.
You catch them on tour.
Main character makes a bunch of stuff. Main character makes out with fucking Peter Klavan.
Yeah,
sure as hell does.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's still doing it.
I thought those guys had a future, and then
I think they'll do a lot of behind the scenes
work.
There
was Beer FA, and then there were Super Troopers and Super Troopers 2, which I don't even know if I saw.
I never saw Super Troopers 2.
The Canadian one?
Me neither. No, it's a sequel. Like
oh, actually, never mind. I did see it.
Did you like Beer FA?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, it's great.
Fuck.
Did you like Beer FA?
Second time I've done that. Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, love Beer FA.
Yeah, classic.
Like Beer FA?
Of course.
The director of Cocaine Bear
is Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah. Lady who does Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, what of it, Bill? Right
there. Like, I do love Liz Banks.
I was just answering the question of if it was the Sharknado creators and all that. Like,
oh, thank you.
Completely disassociated from anything like that.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Just clearing it all up.
A little tense right now. Sorry.
He's a little on edge. Guy's a little on edge right now.
Yeah, I've just been refreshing Jet Passon's.
I just texted him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Next.
Perfect.
Slap the ball the other way.
Here's a quote from Jimmy Cameron. Or not, yeah, kind of a quote from Jimmy Cameron. The Avatar The Way of Water film crew has had to play in a wooga sound effect of a submarine diving horn to get James Cameron's attention. He said, I don't even respond unless they do the wooga.
That's awesome. Okay, he's locked in. This is going to be the opening scene, by the way.
There was a lot of quotes, by the way, from him.
They're
going to
have the Avatar baby.
He said, I've already got fucking 6 and 7 planned.
Yeah, we'll see how this one does. I don't know if they're going to be too keen on just letting him do whatever the hell he wants and spending $2 billion to do it. But hey, maybe they will.
They will.
He said he's the only one capable of directing an Avatar.
He absolutely is.
Because he bought the submarine, right?
Yep.
Invented it.
What? There was that episode of South Park where they actually talked about James Cameron.
We should get an Awooga. We should get an Awooga.
Bravest
Pioneer. We should get an Awooga in here.
Zeke, give us one.
Awooga!
Damn good.
Where's your soundboard at?
That's good.
Right here.
Do they have an Awooga?
We find out.
It's one of the cooler sounds.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
I like
winning.
Duh.
That's not it.
Why are you just playing
all 100 sounds right now?
Hold on.
Don't move.
That's a clown question, bro.
It's Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah.
You have a beer to celebrate your home, huh?
That's what she said.
You got any for the Hulks around there?
No, unfortunately. That's the update.
Brother.
I think that's you.
Who's that?
Next. Zeke, break it down.
I fucking love this show, dude. I was a big Adam's Family fan though growing up.
Me too.
But
I've heard it's really good.
Should I watch it?
It's very good. Lady Brienne Toth is
saw
in
that.
It.
Saw that.
I saw this actress gain like 10 million IG followers.
Yeah, dude, her dancing, dude. It's her dancing's very,
she
very
could
good.
Dance.
Grandpa Zeet plays Gomez Adams.
Yeah, he does.
What?
David
Zayas
and Renee Zellweger.
I hope well for Renee my hair Zellweger. Surgery. When I get my hair surgery, I hope I look like that guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
So thanks, this Bruce. Has been getting numbers like Squid Games, hasn't it, Z?
I'm not sure. I know it's very, very good.
Bigger than the squid.
Nick, wasn't it most watched in the first week?
Yeah, it was as big, if not bigger, than Stranger Things.
Holy,
but not Squid Games.
Wait, is Squid Games more than Stranger Things?
Yeah, I thought Squid Games.
Squid Games,
Louis
Guzman is ooze.
Oh, Louis Guzman, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, Squid Games is number one, I believe.
And the uncle,
not including Coco Melon.
Wednesday holds the record for most hours viewed in any week for an English language show on Netflix.
There it is. So yeah,
so that's how they beat them.
Yeah, so Squid Games
341 million hours.
That still means it's getting like just huge fucking numbers. Yeah, I am terrified of watching this because I went to school with a girl that I think looks like this girl, and it just makes me terrified. It scares the fuck out of me. Is this
trying to get
so? This girl, witch. What is this? This girl's a witch?
Wednesday's not a witch.
No, they just the Addams Family.
Yeah, you should watch the Addams Family. I'll explain it.
That's the monsters.
Oh.
No, that's the Munsters.
Yeah. Herman Munster.
What?
Like the cheese.
What?
When I saw the butler, though, I was like, fuck yeah.
Lurch?
Yeah, when Lurch was there. When you see Thing, you're like, oh, okay, we're good.
Yeah, no. I'm pumped.
I'm going to watch. I'm going to start. All right, next. San Francisco approves robots to use deadly force.
Good on them.
Thought Why? They pulled this
what
back.
What are we doing?
Are these sentry guns? Is that what we're talking about?
Basically.
I approve them.
It's, you know, it's supposedly, like, reserved for hostage.
I'll give you my top two sentry guns, okay?
Listen.
Fucking Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Halo.
And?
Halo. The sentry guns they used on the gorillas in Congo.
Sure. Great film.
What?
You remember the movie?
Ooh,
well, I do.
There's a good sentry gun in the movie Troll.
Of who is that actor?
Yeah, there is.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry is his name. They
Tim
go
Curry
to the Congo.
Is in Congo.
He's got a. If anybody's never seen it, he's got a gorilla that does sign language and talks. But then they go to these diamond mines, and boy, oh boy, who's the bad guy? Who's the bad guy?
Yeah, Tim Curry for sure.
And these bad gorillas.
Herkimer Homolka.
They come and
Herkimer
Homolka
is
a
name.
Sentry guns on these gorillas, man. It is. You've never seen Congo?
You'd love it.
Okay. Are you using sentry gun, right? Are you using the term correctly?
Those are like some sort of like laser guns, I think.
Well, they did have a laser crystal, but when they set up camp the one night, yeah, they're the fucking, they sense any movement out in the brush.
And
they use sentry gun, yeah.
That's on me. Oh, I haven't seen it in forever. I haven't seen Congo probably since 1994.
Yeah.
Last time I watched one day as a kid, I guaranteed I watched fucking Congo, followed by Backdraft, followed by Top Gun, followed by Three Ninjas.
That's the best day of my life. Yeah, exactly.
Sick. I thought you would for sure say Law Abiding Citizen when they set up a sentry gun in the
car. That too.
Fantastic.
Yes, that too. That's, you're right. Yeah. That's up there too. Mm-hmm. Fuck. That's on me.
But right. Yeah, they basically put them on wheels, right? And that's the new police force.
They can't do it.
San Francisco.
Good luck. Next.
Yeah. Don't break any laws.
We talked about this.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did last week.
Okay, next.
Yeah, this does feel like a...
Yeah. Zeet sent this in?
Did I?
This it was kind of underwhelming. I saw this and I was like, this thing doesn't really look like a nightmare goose.
It doesn't.
Oh,
looks
okay.
Like a
I'm reading it now. It looks like Big Museum added again, huh?
This actually
it
like,
does.
This thing doesn't look that scary, does it?
It really
does.
It's just an old goose.
Actually, normal gooses are actually kind of scary. Though,
terrifying.
I would slap the shit out of this.
To Zito's point, 71 million year old carnivorous dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's southern Mongolia.
How old do you think? Fucking,
I guess that's
how old
true.
Do you think Earth is?
Earth is 14.3 billion years old.
Yeah.
Actually, 16.3 is the universe. Earth.
Fucking Pangea, dude.
Mm-hmm. This bitch don't know about Pangea.
This bitch don't know about Pangea.
I ain't gonna poop.
We got another season of. Butt cheeks in our faces.
I don't know, Dave. I don't know.
He certainly ain't making no CDs.
I was going to say, when's he going to release music again? Next.
Hey, wait. Before we get off this topic.
Hey, wait.
That was awesome.
Before we get off this topic, I just want to circle back to a couple weeks ago when I started talking about this really bad show that I was watching on Netflix to go to sleep.
Yep.
It was called, like, Secrets of the Ancient World or some shit. They started talking about, we have been getting lied to by our teachers and everybody about... How people got
Careful.
To Americas.
Okay, how'd they get here?
People have always fucking been here.
Yep, what? That's true. We all knew that.
They did not cross the fucking ice bridge or whatever the fuck.
The Bifrost Bridge.
Bering Strait.
Yeah, that is not fucking real. And there is a bunch of shit. And there's something in Iowa,
we
too.
We need you now, Hondal.
And I was, and yes, this was after a Monday night football game, and I was probably really, really high watching this, so
Whoa.
I can't remember
no.
any of it. But there is a shit ton of man-made hills here in America. One's in fucking Iowa, right by where Ty used to live.
Where at?
I don't know. Somewhere in fucking Iowa, and you're from Iowa.
Right
so
by
know.
Where I used to live, huh? I feel like I would have heard about this. But.
it's shaped as a
you
snake.
Mean, you mean Native Americans?
Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Big Archaeology is going to come after you.
Wait.
Big Archaeology is trying to fucking hide this. Actually, Big Archaeology is trying
to hide
all,
this. They did all come out in response to that Netflix show and said, this has already been debunked. We don't even need to listen to this
they
Joe
did
Rogan
see?
Guy.
No, this is what Bruce is trying to push his Big Archaeology agenda
whoa, whoa,
on
whoa,
all
whoa,
of
I
us.
I thought we were
just
taught
like
in
our
school.
That's what you... We bingo. Bingo.
No, you about what you're saying
to,
that
yeah,
they didn't teach.
Yeah, a lot of things we were taught in school were just like, we think this is how it happened. We think this is what happened.
By the way,
but
I
that
know,
is what they were telling.
I took that as law.
As like a,
well,
man, you didn't.
Did they change the books?
No, they haven't changed the
Fun
books
fact,
yet.
They
changed should.
The books.
You're not
every,
listening to what I'm saying.
Year.
What you're saying is what I thought they taught us.
Me too. That's what I'm.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ancient serpent mound that Mitt's talking about is in Ohio.
Same difference.
Same life.
The snake mound?
Right.
Is that what
so
we're talking about?
So back to what I said. This was after a Monday night football game, and I was maybe consumed too many vitamins. Okay.
I was watching who's the scientist?
Bill Nye.
Kind of Luke. He does like all the space stuff.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Oh, you're talking about Neil deGrasse?
Yes. He was talking about how Christopher Columbus tricked the Native Americans. Or the
oh,
indigenous
yeah.
people. How he was like, in 1 week, it will be an eclipse in the sky. My gods will be really mad at you if you don't give me food. Oh. And he fucking took all their food and they died.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't the last time. Right.
Next.
Lied to him.
It was not the last
time. Optimal design for a splash.
No, in Canada.
Which one was the optimum design for a splash?
Definitely right.
Far right?
Second from the right.
Oh,
I
the long
the far right would
the
be
long canoe
splashy.
One? Or the vagina-looking one?
I think the canoe.
That thing is skinny.
Yeah, but if you really got to take a piss, you're fucking filling that thing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like the one on the right.
I agree we do need new ones, though, because
The ones we have here is not bad.
Not as bad as the last office. Whatever the last office design was the worst of all time.
Yeah, that was like a little dish.
They presented the
in Waterloo.
They presented the results in Indianapolis.
In fucking Canada.
Waterloo's in Canada.
The University of Waterloo is in Canada.
Yeah, Waterloo, Canada.
Next.
It's the second one from the right. Yeah, it says it in the
second one from the right.
Photo credits.
Next.
Second one from the right. It's the good one.
Waterloo's Zhao Pan said.
Next.
Nobody likes having their pee go everywhere.
Okay, we got a video. Raccoon's gonna attack this little girl.
No. Oh my god.
I'll tell you what, he's got a good grip.
Stomp on that thing's fucking head.
This is why you do not feed these things.
All right, stop me to cry, baby. Get the hoss.
Good for this mom.
Yeah. Why is this mom not throwing this thing or beating the shit out of it?
I would fucking Rakishi bomb this thing.
Boom!
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, no. Up, now let's go! Let's go!
Fucking
let go
of my
hand. Boom!
Oh. See ya.
That raccoon fucking deserved it.
Yeah,
oh,
it did.
My fucking back!
What a fucking
I'll be
mom.
Back, you bitch.
Good news, because of the jeans the kid was wearing, she didn't really suffer any bites or anything like
news.
That.
Oh, nice. Oh, good
mom
shit.
Saved the daughters.
Mom saved the day.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't try.
This, I mean, man.
You can see its face, though, right? Hold on.
Oh!
Ah, get off!
Yeah! 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 My fucking hand!
What the fuck?
All right, take it out. I don't need to. I'm sorry. All right, next.
I didn't mean to.
Don't fucking throw me all over. This is a PlayStation 1 hot tub.
Bill, ooh. When did you get this installed in your backyard?
Yeah, this is sick.
Oh, this thing's so cool.
And why are there leeches in it?
This thing would be awesome if it wasn't 100% completely computer generated.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's fake.
This is fake?
Very fake.
What the
this
fuck?
This is not fake, dude.
No, I was in it last week.
I'm so sick of being fucking goofy.
Big Papa Z.
I hate this fake
gotta
shit.
Gotta suck.
Next. I'm not talking about fake shit.
Well, now I don't know what I'm going to buy next.
Oh, God.
This is in Indianapolis.
It's like right next to Bruce's apartment.
Garbage truck is going to go basically. Underneath.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. That's the brewery right there?
Boom!
Is the brewery...
No, it's not actually. I did when I first saw this. I thought, "Oh my god, that's down the street from me."
How am I gonna get this?
You did raise a good question though. What was in that truck?
Yeah, it was filled with TNT.
It was it was
just like.
This is why you don't throw away propane tanks.
And then bam! How's that possible?
That's pretty much what I thought was gonna happen when Zito drove into the awning in the MetLife.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's what it felt like it was gonna.
Well, you can't actually see Bruce's truck in the tow lot right next to where this happens too.
That's insane.
Dude.
No, this is like, this is going into where they like Ray's Trash, the big trash company here. They have this, so I have no idea how it wouldn't clear because they normally have to go underneath that.
Well, because they normally don't have fucking, I don't know.
What I read was something was up, right?
What's the rule? No, you're what? I
mean, you gotta know you're clean.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Yeah, how does this explode so big?
Boom.
Somebody was saying the machine that makes it go up and down was like gas.
And some guy
had
the
hydraulics
bag
was
with
like
100
some...
sticks of dynamite.
Yeah, I got it.
Next.
Smoking.
I can't believe that happened.
Smoking.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this on phones before.
On what?
Phones.
That like, would be
on
useful.
Your phone.
These are airbags for people so if they fall.
Yeah, when it feels like the sensation of dropping. Airbag shoots out.
Why don't we have these immediately? Mass produce these now.
I mean, I want.
It works right there.
Man, imagine
sweet.
If you had this when you were fucking boarding.
Oh
yeah. Boom.
On my fucking ankle, it wouldn't have helped because I actually landed on my foot and rolled my ankle.
Well, with this, you would fall properly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have like a bump on your butt, but you'd still have a broken ankle.
Yeah.
All right, next.
That thing's sweet.
Yeah,
dude.
That thing's very cool.
I really sweet. Want one for my phone, Connor. Were you kidding?
No, I saw this for phones like a while ago.
Ooh,
I don't know if they are selling them.
All right, well.
They do.
Oh, dang it.
It's been a great episode.
Yeah. Hey, once again.
We wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa.
And a magnificent Boxing Day.
Love you, Gum. Miss you, Gum. See everybody next week. Bye.